Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. Grab a coffee and join us for the hour. Later on the show, we're going to talk some wine, Malbec wine from Argentina. Also, Lorna Vanderhaeghe is going to talk about beautiful skin. She's going to be here later this month in Victoria. But we always like to talk about food off the top. And a person who is passionate about food and teaching all of us more about it is Chef Dan Hayes, the London chef. How are you, Dan?
Very good. How are you, Patty? Nice to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you. And, you know, congratulations on your first year in business. I think it's been a huge success, and there was a great event last week. What have you learned in the last year that has surprised you?
I think there are a lot of things that have sort of been hammered home more than learned new things in terms of working hard is the key thing. And, you know, keeping at it and keeping up standards. I think some of the things we have learned is that working in a town like Victoria, it's so good to keep great communications with everyone and work together as opposed to against each other. And certainly coming from big cities like London, it's not always the case. Often, you know, chefs don't talk to each other and there's a little bit of rivalry, whereas, you know, we've learned that working with everyone here is such a lovely opportunity.
Well, you have a great attitude and, of course, your lovely wife, Michaela, you guys work hard together and you're a really good team.
Yeah, it's fun, you know, and people often comment how it works, sort of working day in, day out with my wife, and it's absolutely wonderful. We have the advantage that we get to see each other all day, every day, whereas, of course, most people don't, so it's lovely.
And tell people where you're located, a little bit about what you do at the London Chef, because if you haven't been there, it's the most beautiful facility.
Thank you so much. We're on Fort Street, opposite Cafe Brio, for a great landmark, 947 Fort. And essentially, we're a cooking school. And the great thing is, it's hands-on cooking. So we have Viking Pro ranges set around the room, and people actually cook on their own stove. We're also a cafe. And we're open every day. We write a menu every morning, sandwiches, salads, soups, so on and so forth. And we have a dining room, and we have a retail store, also a catering company. So we sort of do quite a few things in this space.
And, you know, if you haven't stopped in to have something to eat, it's fantastic food, so do that. But the cooking classes, today we're going to talk about, you know, kids and families. But you offer a whole range, which we'll get into later. But you have a real passion, and you're very patient. Tell us why you want to teach young people so much about food.
Yeah, I mean, we really enjoy teaching, you know, young people here. And, you know, we're very lucky. We're working with both St. Michael's and St. Margaret's and some other schools and sort of running essentially home economics, as well as on Saturday mornings we'll do young kids. I love teaching kids, and I think it's such a great social education. I think it's so important. It's definitely a basic life skill. Mm-hmm. If it's important for someone to learn math and physics, then surely it's important to learn how to make a basic salad and cook a piece of salmon.
Absolutely.
You know, it's absolutely vital, and it sort of teaches kids not so much just, I mean, of course, nutrition and feeding oneself and how it's so much cheaper to cook than it is to order in a pizza or something, but also, you know, the social fun involved in cooking. Like, it's a great, very relaxing, very rewarding pastime that, of course, has a very tangible sort of end result.
It's so much more than just cooking. Like you say, there's the economics.
Absolutely.
There's so many ranges to it. And, you know, I saw you have kids, teens, and family, and some of the teen items were, you know, they're healthy, but they're things kids like the Big Burger, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
So there's things, you know, pastas, things they enjoy.
Exactly. I mean, teaching a 14-year-old boy how he can make a great big huge burger from scratch and homemade ketchup and homemade mayonnaise is so exciting because he's going to eat big burgers regardless.
Yes.
So if he can make it himself and everything in there is really good quality, it's all fresh, it's all lovely ingredients, there's none of the nasty stuff in there, and it gets you know, it gets people thinking a bit more about where food comes from. And you know, it's quite remarkable when kids actually don't realize that bacon comes from a pig.
Well, exactly.
They know what bacon is. They know it's meat, but they can't quite relate it to the fact that it was, you know, a week and a half ago, a pig.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. But we're very lucky, actually. We have a new instructor here, Amy Broney.
She was at CFAC. She was doing the show before me.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
And she's doing wonderful stuff here. She has a class coming up on May the 5th where we have whole families in. She has a blog, Family Feedbag, and it's called Family Favorites Class. And essentially the whole family comes in and stands around a stove and cooks. And so it embraces all what we've just been saying about, you know, a whole family cooking together and the social impact of cooking together. So that's really exciting. And she has a great way with the kids. She has a lot of kids herself, so she's well versed in dealing with them.
Well, as I say, Amy Broney did the Real Parenting Show before Shirley, and I'm having Amy on in a few weeks. I saw her at your event, and a lot of people came up to me and said, "You've got to have Amy on," as well as Chef Heidi, who's on quite a bit. So you have some well-known people you have as guest chefs.
Yeah, so we're very lucky to have some great people coming through here. On May the 15th, we have Anna Olsen from the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
And she, by all accounts, is absolutely wonderful. The evening class is sold out, but we're doing a lunch class with her. And it's so great to have all these remarkable people coming through and coming to Victoria and coming and seeing us, and people getting a chance to sort of meet their heroes in some cases.
I met her at an event in Jasper called Christmas in November, and Michael Smith and a few others were there. And she's she was sort of on TV doing the sugary things before, and now she's doing more of the savory. And yeah, she's a very good cook.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to have her. As you know, we've had Vicar and Vidge a few times recently, and he's also a great deal of fun. Lots of fun, in fact. So,
and do you learn from these people, Dan? Like when
absolutely.
They come on, do you learn stuff that you didn't know before?
So much. I learn, you know, of course, someone like Vikram, I learn a lot about the food and the cuisine, and I'm not very experienced with Indian food, is the truth, and I learn a lot. But I think also, we as a team learn so much about, you know, professionalism and composure, and how they can turn up in a space in a kitchen that I'm familiar with, and typically give an incredible presentation to often media and press and you know, and customers, and that's a wonderful thing in terms of organization, and you know, an experience we can gain from their experience, I'm sure.
And that's the neat thing about what you do, is every day is different, and every day you have to be kind of on your toes, right, and see which way you're going to go.
Every day is different. We have two classes today. We also have three catering events going out. So it's, you know, there's a few different bits and pieces going on throughout the day, which is fun. It keeps us on our toes, as you say.
That's great. When we come back, I want to talk some more about the classes and also a little bit about Easter. Back in a minute.
Sure.
Adam Sterling here. On the next show, will cuts to old age security save federal taxpayers but cost more for provincial taxpayers? Of course, they're one and the same. Next noon hour.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070.
Want to turn your body into a fat-burning machine? You can with the proven results weight loss program of Diet Start and Simply Trim. Diet Start and Simply Trim are stimulant-free and work by getting your body to access stored fat for energy, helping you lose weight and reshape your body. Simply take Diet Start for 14 days and continue with Simply Trim until you reach your weight loss goal. Diet Start and Simply Trim are available at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street and Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
There's the starter's gun. And Canada wins the 100 meters.
Being unemployed can take the excitement out of life. So visit one of WorkBC's Employment Services Centers for information, services, and programs to help you start and succeed in your job search. With special resources for Aboriginal people, immigrants, youth, people with disabilities, and more. Find a location near you by visiting workbccenters.ca. A message from the Ministry of Social Development.
It's the ultimate illusion. The most realistic flame effect ever. It's the Dimplex Optimist all-electric fireplace from Pacific Fireplace. Three-dimensional, stunning realism, rising mist, and flames that flicker like real live fire. You'll have to see it to believe it. The Dimplex Optimist is now available at Pacific Fireplace. Add warmth and charm to any room with Optimist. Visit Pacific Fireplace to see over 35 working models on display. Pacific Fireplace, your electric fireplace store and more, 2189 Keating Crossroad.
You don't need to be bulletproof to be a hero. You don't need a cape to save tomorrow. You can leap tall curbs in a single stride, ride buses that maybe aren't more powerful than a locomotive, but public transit is a clean air incentive that will get you from A to B safely. Every city has a heart, and it's time we start stopping. We've been clogging up the arteries with pollution, but it's a new age. So gauge your commitment to tomorrow by how many steps you take today.
Do you have a transit story? Share your everyday hero story at transithero.ca.
We are back with Chef Dan Hayes, the London chef, and we're talking about all the cooking classes that you offer and a lot of the kid ones. Where do you start with young kids and, you know, knives, I guess not knife skills really, what do you start with them?
We do a lot of classes which are formatted, so we can build up various levels of ability in the kitchen. Something we love doing is things like fish and chips. Because we cover so many issues with it. So we'll often start with a whole fish, and that will often be a fish they're not familiar with, maybe a flounder or a dogfish or a sculpin or a grey cod or a ling cod or something that isn't, you know, certainly not halibut. And we'll look at breaking that down and talk about the whole fish and how it was caught and where does it come from. And then we'll play around with potatoes and we'll make the batter and we'll do things, you know, making fresh tartar sauce. Because so often people haven't had fresh tartar sauce. They've had something out of a packet.
I haven't. How do you make that?
You know, so it's a fun thing for kids to learn, you know. Get them whisking up fresh mayonnaise and talk about, remove some of the myths, you know. They look at an egg and straight away they think it's sort of salmonella and raw eggs and something's bad somewhere. So removing some of these myths and actually talking about the reality of cooking is a great thing.
You're talking about tartar sauce. How do you make a tartar sauce?
How to make a tartar sauce?
Yeah,
essentially, you start by making a mayonnaise very, very quickly. You add a couple of raw egg yolks, a bit of mustard, a bit of lemon juice, a bit of vinegar if you wish, salt, pepper, good salt, of course, Vancouver Island sea salt from Andrew Shepherd. You then whisk that. You then put a neutral oil, canola oil, it's wonderful. Very, very slowly drizzle it in and whisk it to form an emulsion. That is then mayonnaise. And then into that, you put a mirepoix, a fine dice of shallot, caper, pickle, a little hard-boiled egg if you wish, some parsley, and essentially that's tartar sauce.
Is it fantastic?
It's absolutely amazing, and you keep it quite chunky. You keep the dice quite chunky, so as you're eating it, you can identify the different bits, and really hot, salty, big, fat chips, and really cold tartar sauce.
Oh, yummy. And your fish, I know you're passionate about fish. What kind of cooking methods would you use with kids with that? Would it be a batter and that you bake it, or what would you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways. You can, you know, the great thing to do with kids is baking it, because, of course, it's safe. There's no hot oil involved. We also do a lot of classes where we're doing things like pizzas and dough. So, you know, it's great to learn how to make dough. And the cost involved is so little. You can make a pizza that feeds four people for almost nothing, whereas I'm led to believe a pizza, you know, a pizza from the takeout for four people is serious money, apparently. So, you know, that's great, yeah.
So pizza dough, you know, I think people hear making your own dough seems, you know, like, well, I just don't bake. I don't know how to do dough.
Yeah.
It's not overwhelming then to make dough?
Absolutely not. I can barely bake on the best of days, but I can make dough very easily. And once you've got it in your head, you don't even need to measure. You can just do it by feel and do it by sight, which of course is a lovely way to cook. And it's very simple. Essentially, it's a flatbread. It's It's a bit of yeast, it's a bit of water, and it's a bit of flour. Salt and olive oil, if you wish. But essentially, that's it. And it's very, very simple, and it's very forgiving.
And do you have to throw it over your head like the pizza guys, or can you just roll it out?
Throw it up in the air, yeah.
Excellent. And then I guess you can put anything on a pizza, right? I mean, once you get that dough down, anything in your fridge would work.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. So with the with your mac and cheese, I know you can buy stuff, you know, the KD from the store. Why is your mac and cheese better?
Mac and cheese, well, I think, you know, it's the great thing is mac and cheese is never going to be low calorie. It's never going to be fat free, but it can be healthy. You know, I think we mustn't get confused in the two. We're using real cheese. We're using real whole milk. We're using flour. We're not using any sort of horrible binding agents and artificial flavorers and colorers and all these kind of things. Really good macaroni that's cooked al dente, so it's not just a sort of, you know, mouthful of mush. And just putting some love into it, making it really, really good, baking it on the oven, so a little bit of bacon on top, a little bit of breadcrumbs, a really nice crisp finish. And it's exciting. So all kids love mac and cheese. So when you show them how to make it, they get very excited.
And that sounds so good. And I think nowadays with all of our carb craze and our fear of butter, anything, that we have to remember portion size, not necessarily quality. You know, if we cut down on the portions.
Quality. And you know, just good quality. Like, I think we have to be careful if we're sort of all of a sudden suggesting that butter and cream is terrible for us. It's not terrible for us. We just shouldn't eat too much of it, you know? And it's, of course, a wonderful thing when you're cooking to use the best ingredients, whatever they may be, and be sensible and a little bit of everything in moderation when you cook, I think.
Well, Chef Dan, you're trim. How do you, like we asked Chef Heidi Fink last time, how do you stay so slim when you're around so much food all the time?
Yeah. You see, the thing is, chefs, we're on our feet a lot of the time, running around like crazy. So we sort of, we tend to burn some calories during the day, I think.
Well, the event you were at, you were running around like crazy.
Yeah.
And when we left, though, you gave us these cookies with the chocolatey mousse inside. Those were so good.
A warm cookie out of the oven with, because of course it was a Moroccan theme, a spiced and salted chocolate mousse. So a classic chocolate mousse, cream, egg whites, and chocolate. And then we salted it with Vancouver Island sea salt. And we spiced it with freshly toasted and ground chili. And then we added cardamom, cinnamon, some rasselanout, which is a blend of Moroccan spices, and a little nutmeg and ground cumin at the end.
Oh my
God. And you have this sort of like this very, very, like slightly spicy, very aromatic, warm, sort of delicious treat.
So good. And that squid, that was unbelievable. I must have had about 20 of those as they walked by.
Isn't squid so delicious?
You made it so good.
It's so sad when people think of squid as rings of squid deep fried that are often chewy and soggy and all the rest of it.
Dan, I've never had that like what you made. It was the flavors were
and
so
fried.
Great.
Yeah, it's a delicious way to do it. Delicious way.
What were your spices or what did you add in that?
Well, one of the key ingredients was, of course, George at Stage in Fernwood makes the most unbelievable preserved lemons.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
If you haven't had the preserved lemons from Stage, I suggest you run out and go and buy some. Probably from us would be the best place to get them. But
that's right.
Yeah, but go and get some. And we have a little bit of parsley, some mint, some cilantro, raw red onion that's just been steeped in water to remove that sort of very sharp acidity, some good tomatoes. And then we just clean our squid, buy them whole, clean them, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of ground coriander, some chili, again, some salt, and in a pan, a red-hot pan for literally seconds. And you bring it all together and serve it still slightly warm, and it's absolutely incredible. Those preserved lemons, remove the flesh, quick rinse under the cold tap, slice them up, and,
it was so good.
Beautiful.
Now, where did this guy from England get all this passion for food? Where did you learn all these skills?
I think, I, you know, I've worked my way around restaurants, and you learn it one way or another very quickly when you're sort of always in the best restaurants with very high standards, and you learn it quickly simply because you're there so much, to be honest. Yeah. But my mother is a great cook. My grandmother was a great cook. It sort of just becomes something that once you get to a certain level, you absorb it very, very quickly, I think. I tend to sort of build up my knowledge, and every day, you know, I learn something every single day.
I can see that about you, Dan. And speaking of your mom and your family, Easter's coming up. What was your classic Easter dinner when you were a kid?
When you were a kid,
what did your mom serve for Easter, your grandmother?
Often at Easter, I don't know. That's a very good question.
Ham.
What do we eat? What do we
turkey.
Eat in England at Easter time? Ham, maybe?
We're ham. I mean, Mum was from England, too, and we always had ham. You know, turkey was Christmas, ham was Easter with, scalloped potatoes or mashed potatoes and asparagus.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think ham.
You've been away for too long.
Chocolate,
lots of chocolate.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Like, let's face it, you don't remember the ham, you remember the chocolate.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of cheap chocolate eggs.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Cheap, that's right. Oh, my goodness. And so what are you doing for Easter? Do you do any special things for kids there?
Well, yes. Now, what are we doing? We have some kids' classes over Easter. And I'm not quite sure the dates, but if you go on the website, www.thelondonchef.com, we have everything on that. And we are doing a few Easter bits, and then we're also taking a couple of days off, which is going to be lovely.
Well, that will be nice. So if people want to know more, there's lots on your website, right?
Yeah, www.thelondonchef.com. Everything is on there. It tells you all about our company and what we do. 947 Fort Street. It's been a long day, sorry. 947 Fort Street, opposite Cafe Brio. Pop in. There's always someone here. We can tell you all about the space and what we offer here. We look forward to seeing you.
I just wanted to ask you one more question. We have a couple of seconds here. The meatballs that you do with the teen thing, what do you put in your meatballs? Because I love spaghetti and meatballs.
Meatballs. Well, I think the most important thing is getting some fat in there at some stage, a little bit of pork if you can, basically beef, bind them together with, I hate to say it, but panko breadcrumbs are the best. You know, panko breadcrumbs are the best. I know we should use up old bread and grind it down, but panko breadcrumbs are wonderful for it. And plenty of flavor, because it leaches out into the... If you're cooking them in a sauce, it leaches out into the sauce, which is great, but you have to get almost over-season your meatballs.
Okay, lots of oregano, lots of garlic, lots of basil.
Absolutely, yeah. Plenty, you know, salt, freshly ground black pepper, lots of oregano, plenty of garlic ground down, some cooked down onion, a bit of chili if you wish, some sun-dried tomatoes, wonderful in there, some rosemary leaves, and get them really well flavored. And then as a result, that all the flavor will come out into the sauce, and you'll get a nicely rounded dish.
Ooh, that sounds good. Great talking with you, Chef Dan Hayes, London Chef. Have a great Easter, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Talk to you again. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Sam, the roofing man.
Spring is sprung. Does your roof need done? Give Sam the Roofer a call, and one of Sam's roofing experts will come out and evaluate your roofing project. They're fully insured, and they guarantee a professional job. See Sam the Roofer in the Yellow Pages.
Sam, the roofing man.
Serving Victoria, the Peninsula, and the Western communities for over 50 years. Sam the Roofer, qualified professionals, and an A-plus accredited member of the Better Business Bureau.
To be a gold dredger is tough. It's not for the weak.
From the creators of Deadliest Catch, the brand new series on Discovery continues.
This is when we see who's going to step up.
Everything's working to my favor.
Whoa! The miners find themselves short on luck.
It gets bad and it gets bad pretty fast.
God, why are you doing this to me?
And it's one bad deal after another.
I'll be damned if I'm the one that falls behind.
An all-new episode of Bering Sea Gold. Monday at 7, only on Discovery.
Let's get some gold made here.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's overcast and back down to 5 degrees now downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX News to 11:30. Two men accused of starving a horse named Jalupe have learned their fate. David Whiffen and Clayton Cunningham were found guilty yesterday of cruelty to an animal for not providing suitable food and care for the horse over 2 months in 2009 prior to its death. Whiffen was originally also charged with killing the horse. He hanged it using an excavator. The judge acquitted him on that charge, finding that Jalupe was killed humanely. Whiffen has been fined $7,500. Cunningham was given a suspended sentence and 12 months probation. Both men are also barred from owning any animals for the next 5 years. A Canadian who helped run an elaborate drug ring linked to BC and the U.S. has been sentenced to 13 years behind bars. Laura Bazouk reports.
U.S. investigators had latched onto a multinational drug ring in which marijuana was smuggled from Canada into the U.S. The money from selling the pot was then used to buy cocaine, which was then transported back into Canada, into BC. That's where authorities say Mario Joseph Fenianos comes in. The 39-year-old, who investigators say has ties to the Hells Angels, helped deliver nearly 100 kilos of cocaine last year to a pilot who was actually an undercover DEA agent. He's now sentenced to 13 years in prison and 5 years of supervised release for conspiracy to distribute cocaine. Laura Bazouk, Vancouver.
And this would be a nice way to get the weekend started. There are 3 winning tickets for the record $640 million Mega Millions jackpot.
One ticket was sold outside Baltimore in Milford Mill. George Gardner bought a ticket at the 7-Eleven there, but not the big ticket.
Good luck to whoever won, and I hope I know you.
Another ticket was sold in Red Bud, Illinois, near St. Louis.
Everybody is very excited over here.
Denise Metzger is the manager of the Motomart store where the ticket was sold. Red Bud is a small town, and Metzger hopes a local has that ticket.
I can imagine so. Hopefully I sold that ticket to the person that comes in every single morning.
Another ticket was sold in Kansas. I'm Ed Donahue.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Simpson residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, for our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our jackpot will increase to $193 cash. And quickly checking out CFAX weather now. Periods of rain possible this morning. Mostly cloudy today, though. High of 8 degrees. That carries over into the evening hours. Periods of rain are expected again around midnight tonight. Overnight low of about 2 degrees. And mostly cloudy tomorrow. Some rain possible in the late morning hours. High of 9 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're just going to get a hold of Lorna Vanderhagen a minute here, talk about beautiful skin. But another thing we like to talk about is wines. We're going to be talking later to Danley Harris about Melbach wine. They're having a worldwide tour with this kind of wine. If you want to call in 250-386-1161, tell us what kind of food and wine pairings you like. Talking to Chef Dan Hayes, it really inspires you to want to cook and eat better. So I like the white wine. I'm not sure what most people like. What do you like, TJ? I know you're trying to talk and do stuff. Anyways, and also beautiful skin. We're going to talk to Lauren about beautiful skin. She's coming to town to talk about hormones, which is she's got about 5 or 6 books out. But she's talking about beautiful skin. And the major thing that happens is collagen. So if you're getting older, your collagen diminishes. So that's the building block of the skin. So she's going to address some of those issues and how that can affect us. She has some lines of products that are selling at People's Drug Mart, which is in town. She'll be coming to town on April. What is the date? April the 17th, I believe, and she's going to talk about the hormones, and it's all kind of tied together, talking with Chef Dan. You know, the food, the hormones, what we eat really matters. It affects our skin. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lorna and Dana.
First with traffic, tie-ups, closures, ferry waits, the information that can make or break your commute. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You can't spend the weekend in a GIC. Hi, I'm Kevin Walker of the Oak Bay Beach Hotel in beautiful Victoria, BC, and we've got a different kind of investment opportunity for you to consider. Your own oceanfront 5-star vacation hotel suite as an investment. We offer a contracted rate of return for as long as you own the property to rival the return of your GICs. But beyond that, you also get to enjoy the property for up to 4 months a year. That's 4 months of Victoria sunshine, the ocean just steps from your door, and brand new five-star amenities you won't believe. No GIC can give you that. We're so confident in your satisfaction, we'll give you the option to sell your suite back to us in 5 years at 5% more than what you paid. Owning vacation property isn't just for the rich. It's for savvy investors who want a return on lifestyle. There are only a limited number of suites remaining, so I encourage you to see what we're all about at oakbaycondos.com. The Oak Bay Beach Hotel, oceanfront investing in Victoria, BC. Visit oakbaycondos.com.
Don't lose sleep over buying a new mattress. Go directly to the annual Serta Mattress Clearance Event on now at Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Dodds has over 40 styles of beds priced to help you with a restful sleep.
Like a Serta Twin, Double, or Queen Euro Top Mattress starting at just $298.
Ask about Dodds' 30-night sleep guarantee.
Dodds offers a 10% price guarantee. Plus, you don't pay for 1 year. No down, no interest, and no payment.
The Serta Mattress Clearance Event is on now. Dodds Furniture and Mattress, Canada's largest Serta Mattress Gallery, 715 Finlayson at doddsfurniture.com.
Red Tag Days are back at Metro Lexus Toyota. Get 0% financing or up to $5,000 off select 2012 models. With gas prices rising, come in and try the lineup of hybrid vehicles. Be the first to try the new Prius C with 81 miles per gallon in the city. That'll sure ease the pressure at the pump. Red Tag Days on now at Metro Lexus Toyota.
Who could ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Toyota.
Douglas across from Mayfair.
Joan and Bob here from Heirloom Linens.
With a well-tanned and rested Kristen, I see.
Now, Dad, you know I just got back from our spring buying trip. Toronto in winter? Think again.
Over the next few months, we'll be bringing in over 24 new bedding patterns, plus a new line of headboards.
Which means we're now clearing out our current selection of local, artisan-made, queen-size headboards.
Helping you save money since 1995. Shop early for best selection.
At Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village.
We only sound expensive.
We are back. I'm joined by Lorna Vanderhaeg, who is coming to Victoria April 10th. She'll be at People's Pharmacy on Fairfield Road. How are you, Lorna?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Nice to talk to you. Now, you are an expert on many different areas. When you come to Victoria, you're talking about what you need to know about hormones. But today we're going to talk about beautiful skin. And, you know, we were talking to Chef Dan earlier, and what we put in our bodies is so important. What do we need to know about as we age and how food and supplements and things can help our skin?
Well, what we need to know is that we can eat to have beautiful skin. So if we're looking at that, we have to understand what are the foods that cause us to have beautiful skin. We've got to have great elimination. So that means that the food you're eating is going out the other end at the right speed so that you're not getting toxins built up. And the skin is actually an indicator of what's going on with our digestive tract. So if you have acne or rashes, it could be due to the fact that you're just not moving through the food through the body fast enough. And your skin is also an indicator of whether or not you're getting enough essential fatty acids. And these are probably the most important thing for beautiful skin.
What causes the sagging as we get older, like the jowls and these kind of things? And what can we do about it?
That's a loss of collagen and elastin, and that's easy to fix. And so if you're a younger woman, you want to start now, and if you're an older woman, you want to start today.
Okay. Tell us how.
There are lots of different kinds of collagen-based products. I'm not a fan of the animal-based collagen, so things that come from pigs and cows. And the reason for that is because we just don't know enough about animal-based proteins that could be transferred over to humans in that form. And the research has been done quite well on two forms of collagen. One is a marine collagen. So it's a marine collagen and elastin polypeptide. And they actually did clinical studies in women. And these were done in women with very deep wrinkles and during the winter months. And they were able to find that the depth of the deep wrinkles was dramatically reduced in 28 days. So this was using something that you swallow. It comes in a capsule. And I think it's called active collagen. And that would be the kind of collagen that you'd want to use. And I have found dramatic results with that form of collagen. The second thing that we can do to build collagen, so get the body to build its own collagen, would be something called Collagen Plus. And this is a salicylic acid plus biotin combination. And, of course, you can buy all these things in the health food store. And the Collagen Plus has been researched for fine lines and wrinkles, as well as for improving the strength and resilience of your hair and the ability of your hair to grow faster, as well as improving your fingernail growth and the look and strength of the fingernails, and for bone health. So the two things that we would use to get that sagging skin to look better, to build more collagen, because the reason why the skin starts to lose its elasticity is because we're losing the filler underneath, would be active collagen and Collagen Plus, and I'd use the two of them together.
Is that the sort of the same thing with our hair maybe falling out and eyebrows, and is that all related?
No, with hair falling out, that's generally associated with well, collagen makes your hair strong. So the collagen has a lot to do with the strength of your hair, the size of your hair. So if you've got super fine hair, you might want to take collagen supplements to bulk your hair up and to make your hair stronger and more resilient to breakage. Mm-hmm. But hair loss is generally caused by low iron, and you don't have to be anemic, particularly low ferritin is a test you want to have done at the doctor's office, and low thyroid. So those are the two contributing factors for women that cause hair loss.
You know, it's so amazing, too, when you get these tests. A lot of doctors are very dismissive about women's issues, which is why it's great you're coming to town, because they kind of, you know, iron tests and this and that. And there's so many issues we may have, and they kind of poo-poo them a bit.
Well, I think because they're looking at, you know, if you're at high risk for a heart attack, they think that's a serious problem. But if your hair is falling out and your skin is sagging down to your knees, they probably don't think that's a big problem. But I can tell you that all of those things are indicators of your overall health. And if doctors started to look at us and go, wow, you know, this woman's hair is falling out, it's thinning, her skin is sagging, she's got no energy, that's an overall indicator that you're not getting enough nutrients, you're not getting enough protein. Maybe there's something else metabolically wrong, like you might have low thyroid or not enough iron or not enough magnesium. So I think the way that people look, you know, gives us a quick indication of what's going on with their overall health.
That's so right. Connect the dots. And how do you feel about Botox and fillers and all these things? Are you for or against them?
Well, you know, I mean, it's all about, we've got about 30 seconds to make an impression on people. Mm-hmm. And we've got a dramatically, you know, a rapidly aging society. This is the first time in history we've had this many women over the age of 50. 50% of the population is over the age of 50 right now. And we also have more money than we've ever had before, and we feel good. You know, we don't feel old, but all of a sudden our skin starts to look old. So, you know, in regards to what people do to themselves, I think it's better if we work from the inside out. And the earlier you start with that, the better. I'm trying to get the 20-year-olds in my office to take really good care of their skin and start now with collagen supplements and essential fatty acids, things that are going to make their skin look great when they're 50. Mm-hmm. But if you're already 50 and you're having hyaluronic acid fillers, I think they're called Perlane and Restylane, those are safe. I mean, hyaluronic acid is a fantastic natural substance to fill the skin up. You would use that along with the oral, we call them cosmeceuticals. These are things that you eat, like the active collagen, Collagen Plus, and the GLA skin oil. And in regards to Botox, you know, I haven't really delved into the research into whether or not it's problematic, but considering the millions of women that are using it with no deaths or serious side effects, obviously it must have a good safety record as well.
And another thing that happens as we age, we get brown spots. And how do you get rid of those?
Well, brown spots are caused because the cell turnover in the skin is not fast enough. And there's actually been clinical research using a nutritional supplement called Pycnogenol to get rid of brown spots from the inside out. And better yet, if you don't have brown spots yet, take it as a preventive. So it's been used for melasma, which is a hormonal form of brown spots where women will get them. We used to call it pregnancy mask, where women would get it when they were pregnant.
Yeah.
And so I would take pycnogenol 200 milligrams a day, and I would also use a cream called sulforaphane ointment. They have a cream and an ointment, but if you've got brown spots, I would use the ointment. And then IPL lasers are fantastic for getting rid of brown spots, and I just started doing the IPL laser on my hands because the one thing that was starting to really look old on me was the backs of my hands, because I do a lot of kayaking all summer long and realized that that exposure to the sun wasn't such a good thing.
Yeah, they're kind of a dead giveaway, aren't they? The hands and the neck.
Yeah, the hands and the neck. So a combination of pycnogenol, sulforaphane ointment, which you can buy at Lifestyles Market in Victoria. Lifestyles also has the active collagen and the collagen plus. And the sulforaphane ointment works. It slowly makes that brown spot get lighter and wider. So you'll start to see it lighten and widen, and you'll think, oh, my goodness, it looks like it's getting bigger, but it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And the pigment, but it takes a long time. I've been at it for a year now using that, and I did a couple of IPL treatments, which gave dramatic results on the backs of my hands. And then now I, of course, pay attention. I've got these gloves that have the fingers cut out of them, so I'm not going to get those brown spots coming back.
Yeah, yeah, preventative. And, you know, as we get older, too, sometimes we get breakouts or we have rosacea or eczema. What causes some of these conditions?
Well, eczema is caused by an essential fatty acid deficiency. And, you know, 50% of kids under the age of 3 develop eczema, which is a really big warning sign to mom that baby is not getting enough essential fatty acids. Eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, those little hard white bumps people get on the back of their arm, dry skin, these are all signs that you're becoming essential fatty acid deficient or you're already essential fatty acid deficient. So most people would think fish oil. Mm-hmm. But fish oil is the worst thing to take for those conditions.
Excuse me.
People should take a special kind of fatty acid called GLA. And GLA is a very unique fatty acid because it targets your skin directly, and it is fantastic for giving you that beautiful glow. The problem for us women over the age of 50 is when we go through menopause, we no longer make GLA. And that's the reason why our skin gets so dull and thick and flat looking and just doesn't have that luminosity it used to have when we were 25. And so women over the age of 50 absolutely have to take GLA every day if they want to have that beautiful luminosity-based skin. And for anyone with eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, they would definitely need GLA, and it's safe for kids to take and babies. And you can even use it topically, so you would eat it, and you would also apply it to the skin.
And so rosacea is a different thing then? Is that covered under that too?
Rosacea is a little bit different, and we are seeing a huge rise in it because it is a vascular condition. So what happens when women start to have hot flashes around menopause is that it causes the little capillaries in the face to vasodilate. And so you start to see this redness on the cheeks and the chin, sometimes the middle of the forehead. And it also can become inflamed and infected. So people will get these little pimple spots on their chin in the middle of their forehead or their cheeks. And the bad thing about rosacea is it can actually permanently damage the skin. So if you have rosacea, there's two things we would use to treat that, and along with anything that the doctor is recommending. One would be Celadrin, which you would take in soft gels, and that's to stop the inflammation in the skin. And the second thing would be the GLA skin oil, which you would take, you know, 2 or 3 teaspoons of that a day to help as well to improve the integrity of the skin. But if you've got rosacea and you're having hot flashes, we need to get those hot flashes under control quickly because they can worsen the rosacea. So can alcohol. So if you're drinking wine and you notice that you go bright red and start having hot flashes, you might want to
Put some powder on.
Yeah, get it under control before you do that.
It's not fair to be a woman. Look at all the stuff we have to go through, Lorna. My goodness.
Well, it's true. Men do too, but nobody seems to worry so much about
them. No kidding. Now, Lorna, you're going to be in Victoria on April 10th. Tell us about that and how people can get a hold of you.
Right. I'm going to be at the Fairfield People's Drug Mart giving a talk on everything you need to know about hormones. And it's a free lecture from 6 to 8. And it's everything from, you know, endometriosis, infertility, acne, period problems, breast lumps, breast inflammation, as well as menopause and perimenopause, how to use bioidentical hormones. So it's a full spectrum lecture. We've got lots of great literature to hand out. My new book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones, will be there as well.
I bet your husbands won't want to come along to this one. I'm just saying.
Well, smart husbands do, because I think they really want to understand. You know, it's hard for men. It's like, what do you mean you have no sex drive?
What do you mean you're down to one good day a month? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lauren, great to talk to you. And people, if they can look up your website as well, if they want to know more about you and look at your books.
Oh, absolutely. They can go to hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help. And soon I'll have a new book out called Beautiful Skin Begins Within.
Well, it's great talking to you. You answer all of our questions and all of our problems. Have a great day, Lorna.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Talk to you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dana Lee Harris about the Melback Tour.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Tonight, no rest for the weary as the Canucks are right back at it in a Northwest showdown. Canucks and the Flames, play-by-play at 7. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson, right here on CFAX 1070.
Vancouver Canucks hockey. CFAX 1070 has all the action. Catch every Canuck game all season right here on Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
I recently found a way to get no-pressure information about cemetery and cremation advanced planning, ROBP.ca, the website for Royal Oak Burial Park. Their easy-to-navigate site describes the choices that people need to make, the options they offer, and the price lists for all of their services. Best of all, ROBP.ca is a great way to get this information in the privacy of your home and without any pressure. Royal Oak Burial Park on Falaise Drive is community-owned and not-for-profit, so they're all about service, not sales. You won't regret clicking on ROBP.ca. I didn't.
Jenny was having problems redoing her floors. When suddenly, there was Rose from the Finishing Store, who knows all about floors and choosing the right product. Then, Bernie and Steve were there to make sure Jenny's floors were installed correctly. With help from the Finishing Store staff, like Rose, Bernie, and Steve,
yeah,
every project is easy.
It all starts here at the Finishing Store.
Visit finishingstore.com.
Whatever our age, our basic needs never change. We need a safe, comfortable home, the warmth of a helping hand, the knowledge that we're cared for and respected. You can help by donating to the Greater Victoria Elder Care Foundation's 3Rs campaign. Reach out, respect, renew. Your gift will help renew care equipment and facilities, reach out to the community, and protect the respect our elders deserve. To donate, call 370-5664. Online at gvef.org.
We are back. On the phone, I have Dana Lee Harris, and there's a few events coming up to do with Melback Wine. How are you, Dana?
I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, you're going to be at the Union Club. There's a wine called Melback. Tell us about this wine. It's from Argentina.
Yeah, so Malbec is a grape variety, and it originally is from Bordeaux, from France, and Argentina has been growing it quite successfully for many years, and has created Malbec Day. So it's a big red wine, goes great with Argentina does a lot of barbecuing, goes great with barbecue, and also a great sipping wine.
I actually bought some white wine from Argentina because I knew you were on today, but I'll have to try the Malbec. I'm not a real red wine drinker, but it sounds like it's a very rich wine.
Yeah. Generally, a nice rich wine, and Argentina does a great job. So they've created Malbec Day for April 17th.
And tell us, with Malbec, what are some of the pairings you would do with that wine?
Oh, as mentioned, I do some barbecue items, and you could also do sort of roast beef. We're having roast beef dinner at a family dinner tonight, so I'm taking Malbec with me this evening. Vegetarians, you know, it's anything with mushrooms, eggplants, that sort of thing. As well, it is great on its own.
Going to a roast beef dinner, that sounds good on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy. Now, you're coming, this Malbec World Day event, you're coming to quite a few cities. You're coming to the Union Club, and it is open to the public. So tell us about that event.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, April 17th, which is the actual Malbec World Day, there's a celebration in the afternoon for trade, invited trade at the Union Club, and then in the evening from 6:30 to 8:30, there's a tasting that's open to consumers. I just got an email from the food and beverage manager that there's 107 tickets sold. I think we're going to cap it out at 200 people. So,
so you got to hurry.
Hurry. They can call the Union Club to get tickets that are only $29.
Wow.
Yeah, there's 30 wineries that are going to be there, and we're not just pouring Malbec, because, like you, I actually usually drink a lot of white wine. So I wanted to make sure that I had a little something to sip on while I was there. So we've got wines, we've got white wines, we've got cabs, and we've got, of course, lots of Malbecs.
And this region is really, you know, people are really liking the South American wines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hot category. It's, you know, Chile was just the wine festival theme region. Argentina was about 2-3 years ago. And it's, yeah, it's the category is taking off and has been for the last few years.
And then you're going to be also at Everything Wine. And, of course, Gina Savard's on a lot. She's on next week. What day are you doing that?
That is what I'm calling Stock Up for Malbec Day, which is on Saturday, April 14th. We are at Everything Wine in the afternoon from 2 till 6. They've chosen 7 Malbecs, great Malbecs. Quite a few of them are ones that I pick up all the time. So they've got 7 Malbecs, and they're going to have some food from Food for Thought Catering. And it's a free tasting with food pairings.
And that's another, Deanna Young, we have her on a lot too from Food for Thought. They're great.
Oh, great.
So the BC Hospitality Foundation, that the day at the Union Club, is going to support that. Tell people about this foundation because it's really a great cause.
Yeah, it's a special foundation. So the BC Hospitality Foundation is started up in 2008, and what we do is we help people in the hospitality industry that should fall upon hard times through no fault of their own, basically illness to their family. We've helped out people that have had problems with their children. We actually just supported a fundraiser in Victoria last Monday for a gentleman that works at the Empress, and he's in Vancouver getting chemotherapy, and he needs to be in Vancouver for about a year. So he needed some extra funding. His friends got together and raised, from what I understand, $7,000 Monday at the Reef Restaurant. And we match a fundraiser like that up to $5,000, the BC Hospitality Foundation does. And, you know, we just think that if people will get together and support someone, then we need to as well. So he's, I get the updates on Facebook about him, but we, so they in one night raised $12,000.
That's fantastic because mm-hmm. there's so many people that serve us and make our nights better, our days better, have no pension plans, have no medical plans that they can mm-hmm. lean on. So it's important that we help with that, but also they take care of themselves and help each other in the industry.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the fundraisers that I do personally are for the BC Hospitality Foundation. We're doing another large one in Vancouver on May 16th, again with Wines of Argentina. So if anyone's at the in Vancouver on May 16th.
Hey, that's my birthday. I think I'll come over for that one.
Yeah.
I'll start drinking red for that day.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dana, great talking to you. People want to know more information. How would they find out about the foundation, about the events?
They could go to bchospitalityfoundation.com mm-hmm. to find out about the Hospitality Foundation. And for Wines of Argentina, they can go to winesofargentina.org, and it's got a list. Or they can go to malbecworldday.com, and it has a list of all the different events that are happening around the world. We've got events happening in, you know, more than 45 cities or countries, sorry, around the world. So there's 73 events around Malbec World Day.
Well, that's exciting with wine, and it's a great to help other people. Nice talking to you, Dana. Have a great day. Have a nice roast beef tonight. Sounds
Thank
good.
You. Thanks
and
for your
TJ,
time.
You have a great weekend. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.